Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Edward. Hey, Edward. He sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget that right now I need you to smash the follow button so that you don't miss out on any of our stories. And if this is your first time, hello and welcome. You're now in the fam and on the spy team. It's official. Well, are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Hey guys, could you hand me that wrench over there? Said Edward. He was putting on some brand new tires onto his monster truck. You see, he had found an amazing tire. You know what was so cool about it? It was fireproof. Yeah, he went on so many amazing missions when there were forest fires. You see, monster trucks aren't always just for being awesome and racing around, but they also can save the day. And Edward was on the forest fire rescue team, and so it was really important that his tires wouldn't melt if he was driving over fire. All right, let's fire it up and see how it goes, said Edward. It sounds great, said Edward. Everything was sounding awesome, and now he needed to take it out for a test drive. You know, take it out on the course and maybe on some real fire. So they had a track in the back that was a really good practice course for driving a monster truck on. He lit some a little bit of fire on the track so that he could test out the tires. Don't worry, it was all very contained and it wasn't going to spread. There was water around, and that's fine. Well, he hopped in the monster truck, which was really tall. He had to climb on the tire and pull himself up, and there. Whew! All right, let's do this, said Edward. Oh, no! One of his tires got stuck in a big mud hole. That must be really deep. He's got to give it all he's got. Oh no, what's happening? Oh no, that giant monster truck has just been transported through time. Wait a second, how did that happen? Well, I think that was not just a normal mud hole. That was some kind of black hole covered by mud. And he has just been transported back in time. Whoa! Well, at least his monster truck came with him. But as he looked around, it was very clear that he was not where he was before. He had transformed back in time. He looked up ahead, and there was a dinosaur. Holy smokes, he said to himself. What just happened? Where did I go, and how do I get back? And wait a second. That is so awesome. I need to take a picture. He pulled out his phone, but oh wait, his phone was gone. It did not make it back in time. He hopped out of his monster truck to get a closer look. That was an Ankylosaurus. Wow, do you know what an Ankylosaurus is? They are a very cool dinosaur. They have really pokey spikes on their back, and the end of their tail, it looks like a hammer. Like, serious, it looks exactly like a giant hammer.
What are you doing over here? What in the world kind of dinosaur are you?
Said the Ankylosaurus as Edward walked up. Oh, hello, I'm not a dinosaur, and this is actually my monster truck.
What on earth is a monster truck?
Well, it's It's hard to explain. It's from the future, it drives me around, and it's pretty awesome. It sounds really cool.
Okay, well, would you mind helping me?
Oh, absolutely. What's going on?
Well, you see, there's a volcano up ahead that has just exploded, and there's a river of lava flowing down towards my family, and my wife and kids, they need my help.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go. Edward hopped in his monster truck and followed close behind the Ankylosaurus. This would be perfect. Remember his tires were fireproof? Well, just in case there's lava, I think his tires are going to be fine.
All right, kid. Well, up ahead, that is where the lava is, so we're going to have to find a way to get around it.
Oh, no. I think we'll be fine. Like, my tires are fireproof, so this should totally work. Why don't you climb on in the back, and we'll get over.
Okay.
The Ankylosaurus climbed up in the back of the monster truck. And,
all right, hold on,
said Edward. The monster truck was able to drive right over the lava. It didn't even phase it. Those are some really amazing tires that are going to save a lot of forest fires because he can drive through anything.
Wow, kid, that's pretty amazing. How in the world did you do that?
Well, yeah, these are pretty some cool tires. But, all right, we got to save your family. Where are they?
They're right up ahead over on the right, down by the river.
Edward drove the monster truck down to the right, over by the river, and sure enough, there was his wife, and it looks like there were three kids.
All right, everyone, get on board. We'll be safe up here.
Edward hopped down and helped the babies get onto the monster truck. All five of them were now safe, but they needed to find a new place until this lava passed through. Edward drove the monster truck to a much safer part of the forest.
Wow, thank you so much. You've saved our entire family, and I don't know how I'll ever repay you.
Oh, don't worry about that. This was, like, totally worth it, and I can't believe this was so fun.
All right, well, we'll see you later.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Maybe. I gotta go find a way to get back to my time. Then, Edward looked around and saw a giant mud pit over there. Huh, I wonder if that's kind of like the black hole from earlier. He drove his monster truck and got his front right tire stuck in that giant mud pit again and spun his tires. And it worked again like magic. He transported through time back to where he started.
Wow, what an awesome adventure. Edward, great job saving all those dinosaurs. They couldn't have done it without you and your monster truck.
Huh, maybe I need a monster truck too. Or at least with some fireproof tires. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Raphael from Madison, Wisconsin, Autra Gabe and Ellie from Hibbing, Minnesota, Maya from Boston, Chickamara from the Netherlands, Maya and Ian from Montreal, Canada, Evelyn and Josie from Seattle, Washington, and Alaya from New York. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!